So they're off here in the third semi-final of the men's 800, and it's Joe Durant, the Birmingham fifth year medic, so he's certainly got experience on his side. He's a 148 man at his best, so you've really got to hope that he can lead this out with it being brutal qualifying. It's first plus four fastest losers. Currently the fastest losers standing up 152, 152, 152 and 153. So you expect to see somebody really take this race out, and it has been the case. It's Woods of Bristol that's taken up the pace. Joe Durant and Phil Hurst sat right on his shoulder. Quite surprising to see Phil Hurst in this. He's a 3:43 1500 metre man with more of an endurance background, but he's decided to run the 800, so you can only expect him to be in good 800 metre shape. So this is not quick, this 800. There will not be fastest losers coming from this. It's 56.3. It's too slow at the bell. They're going to have to run negative splits here if they want a fastest losers spot. And Joe Durant, really, it's playing into his hands here. He's on the shoulder of Hurst. He's on the shoulder of Woods from Bristol, looking very comfortable indeed. They're strung out slightly. Hurst and Woods have got about 1 metre on Durant, who's looking nice and comfortable onto the back straight. It's 2:50 to go, and from a Birmingham perspective, we've just got to hope that Joe Durant is running the perfect race to win this in the home straight. 124.6 at 600, so they're really going to have to move in this last 200, and it's brilliant running from Woods of Bristol. He's got about 3 metres on Hurst, and now Durant makes his move. He comes round the final bend, and he's going down the home straight. It's Joe Durant of Birmingham University. He's up on Woods. He's not quite getting there, and he comes through, and Durant is through. 151.75. Negative splits from Durant. What a performance down the home straight from the Birmingham athlete, and he will be in the final tomorrow, and he will be a force.